Kinnick Arm Bridge fans would have envied Los Angeles last month. In a U.S. Senate hearing room, California representatives were high-fiving themselves for winning more than $2 billion to extend a subway line to the city's west side. Senator Barbara Boxer was delighted.
Listen to these numbers. They're even big by Washington standards. In addition to the $1.25 billion full funding grant agreement, for which we are so grateful to this administration, the Purple Line Extension Project is also benefiting from an $856 million loan made possible through the TIFIA program.
That's the program Alaska hopes will lend the state more than $340 million for the Kinnick Bridge. Boxer is one of its chief proponents in Congress.
TIFIA, Transportation Infrastructure Finance and Innovation Act.
As she explains it, the program is designed to lend the money needed to get a project started while other revenues roll in more slowly.
Because when you put together projects like this, they're enormous, and they're enormously important. So you've got to use all the options at your disposal.
Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti thanked his senators and the federal government, but says the real reason they got the money is that Angelenos reached into their own wallets first. Garcetti commends local voters for approving a 30-year sales tax to pay for transportation.
And we're not coming here hat in hand with an empty hat. We come here to get it topped off, and we know that. We know that in this changed landscape, you have to bring something to the game in order to get more, and we consistently do.
Alaska isn't coming entirely hat in hand to the feds either. In the past, they'd asked TIFIA to finance nearly half the bridge costs. But federal officials said they wanted to see more of a state commitment. So now the state is asking TIFIA to cover about a third. Another third would come from other federal transportation dollars. And for the state's third, it plans to issue up to $300 million in bonds, but only if it gets the TIFIA money first. The plan is to pay it all off with tolls, estimated at $5 per car. Alaska Transportation Development Director Jeff Otteson told state senators in April the financing plan is smart for the state.
We're getting a chance to build this, and quite frankly, somebody else is going to pay a large piece of the tab.
Ultimately, the U.S. Transportation Secretary decides which projects TIFIA will fund. The department made no one available to interview for this story. But Steve Ellis, Vice President of Taxpayers for Common Sense, says the very reason Alaska might like the plan, limited financial commitment, makes it unattractive to federal policymakers. Ellis says Alaska isn't really bringing more revenues to the deal, it's bringing more debt.
People may argue that these bonds are skin in the game, but in reality, it's still somebody else's skin.
His group claims credit for pinning the Bridge to Nowhere label on the Ketchikan Bridge and helped spread the taint to the Kinnick project as well. Last year, Taxpayers for Common Sense gave the Kinnick project a second Golden Fleece Award intended to highlight wasteful federal spending. Ellis predicts the U.S. Transportation Department won't like the loose repayment terms Alaska is proposing.
Certainly, if you're saying that, you know, whatever scraps are left will go to pay off the TIFIA loan, you know, that's going to raise up the hackles of the feds.
Kinnick Bridge proponents shouldn't count on Senator Lisa Murkowski intervening with the department. She says she has concerns about the cost, the routing, and the fairness to other parts of the state. As far as winning TIFIA funds, she thinks it's an uphill battle. Murkowski says it's unfair, but nationally, Major Alaska Bridge Project remains synonymous with pork.
That has clearly stuck. And you can open up a newspaper here in Washington, D.C. today, and you will still see reference to the Bridge to Nowhere.
A spokesman for Alaska Congressman Don Young says he'll support the bridge for TIFIA funds. But he notes Young sent hundreds of millions of dollars to the state to build the bridge back in 2005, but the state chose to spend that money elsewhere. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.